Simon & Schuster Audio presents Southern Discomfort, a memoir by Tina Clark. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to the memory of three people who shaped my early years. To my mother, who was one of the most courageous, beautiful people I've ever known, and who gave me the love and courage to be who I am. You are my best friend. I miss you so much, Mama. To Virgie Chapman, who helped raise me and taught me the meaning of faith, simplicity, and unconditional love. And to my father, who was a complicated man to the core, but who loved me. I love you, Daddy, and I always will. Prologue. Where I grew up, girls like me knew our place. We were expected to smile politely and keep our white-gloved hands folded neatly in our laps when we sat in church. We spoke only when spoken to. We said, "Yes, sir," and "No, thank you, ma'am," and "Why, yes, some sweet tea would be just fine." Backtalk was not an option. We did not ask why. We did not say that doesn't seem fair. We were expected to wear stiff, pressed dresses even under the blazing Mississippi sun, and to have perfectly curled hair and lightly powdered faces in the drenching humidity. As we grew up, we understood that stepping off the prescribed path in any way meant risking it all, and probably losing. Where I'm from, men like my father, rich, Cadillac-driving, Klan-sympathizing men, made the money. Women like my mother, beautiful, charming, educated, and only how to entertain, ran the houses. If these women had any dreams beyond tending to their husbands, babies, and barbecues, they kept those thoughts to themselves. Black maids, like the two women who tended to me, first Viola, then Virgie, raised the white children they cared for, but were not allowed to sit at the family table, drink from the family's cups, or ride in the front seat of their cars. Black
sample complete. Ready to continue?